Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, and welcome back to another episode. We're talking about more social media today. And if you listened to our first episode, it was all about why social media isn't producing for your business. You know, you're being consistent, you're posting, you're doing all the things, or you think you are. And for some reason, social media is still not really producing any results for your business. So one of those points that I made in the last episode was that you're not using the paid portion of Facebook. And when I tell people that, they many times people say, but I am. I'm actually boosting posts on Facebook. And the B word is what trips me up. And here's why. I tell people that boosting is a trap. And it honestly really is. While yes, you will get some positive results out of boosting, there's just honestly so much more that you can do with social media ads that it's such a shame to spend your money on that. It's like you're not really getting the full capabilities. So, you know, it's tempting, right? And I think, honestly, that's why Facebook put that button there. For the people who really don't know Ads Manager, and if anyone out there, if you've never been an Ads Manager, it can be kind of intimidating. When you first get inside of it, you're like, whoa, what? I'm just trying to make an ad. Like, what? I mean, there's a lot going on in there. And so it's intimidating. And so I think Facebook added this boost button on the bottom of every single one of your little posts. And it's literally like dangling a carrot in front of you of like, oh, you want more people to see this? Okay, then you better pay up, right? So it's so easy to just hit the boost button. And actually now they've even made it where, you know, you can narrow it down by age, gender, demographics, things like that. So then you feel like you're targeting people. And you are in a sense, but really the boost button is just like you're missing out on so much. So, you know, it's kind of a carrot for the people who don't know Ads Manager. So if you're wondering, you know, what's the difference between the two, between just boosting something for a post and when you actually set up ads and Ads Manager. So here we go. So boosting really is only for likes, comments, and shares, which is great. Honestly, I mean, like we all want our posts to get likes, comments, and shares, right? Because it gets more visibility that way. But at the end of the day, like what is that actually doing for you? I'll give you an example of when boosting actually isn't a bad idea necessarily. Let's say you own a local boutique and you are doing a grand reopening and you just want people in the area to know that you're now open. So that maybe is an idea. You know, I'd pop in a video of the new store or a photo of the new location. I probably would not do a graphic that just says now open. Graphics do not perform well, pretty much in any sense. I would do a video as your best bet, and if not, a photo of the new location so people can actually visually see your location, your storefront, and recognize you. And then boosting that and putting it within a certain mile radius of your location. If you're a women's boutique, you know, maybe it's you're targeting women between certain ages, and that's all that you need. Like you just simply need awareness that you're now open. In that situation, hey, boosting is actually not completely bad. Could you do more with Ads Manager? Yes. But you'll still probably get some results with that. So if you're on your own, you don't have an agency or anything, and you're kind of balling on a budget, in that type of situation, boosting really is not terrible. Now, so here's the difference though. When you set up an ads and ads manager, the first thing you do is you set an objective of what you want people to do. So there are tons of different options. There are ads that optimize for getting clicks to a link. So that's like, if you're trying to get somebody to go to your booking engine or go buy something on your website, that can be a good objective. If you want more response to one of your events, you need more awareness, more people to click interested, you can make that one, make that your objective. But every ad only gets one objective, right? You only get one goal. The goal is to get people to click the link. The goal is to get people to click interested on the event. The goal is to convert. You can actually set up a conversion ad to like follow people all the way through to the basket, to the checkout, to make sure that they buy. Every ad gets one objective. And here's why. When you're asking users to do five different things, like this post, share this post, click this link, blah, 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 they're not going to do it all. You've got to focus on one action item. And that's actually great advice for your posts in general too, not just your ads. But yeah, so when you go into Ads Manager, the first thing you're going to do is set up an objective. And then you can actually even, you can build out the ad inside of what you want it to say, which platforms you want it to be on, Facebook and Instagram. If there are certain placements that you don't think are a fit, like maybe you don't want it to go on Instagram stories, or there's, you know, you can actually like narrow it down to where it's only being shown in the exact spots between Facebook and Instagram that you want it to go. And here's the coolest part about Ads Manager to me. You can set up a pixel. So P-I-X-E-L. A pixel is a little code that you're going to stick on your website. And let's say you're doing an ad that you're trying to get people to click through to your website, right? So let's say you're putting them on the page that tells about your new, your new service of some sort. So you put that code on the back end of your website on that page specifically, the page that you're leading people to. So somebody sees your ad, they click through to that page. Whether or not they do anything, when they go through to that page, that pixel captures them and puts them on a quote unquote list. Okay, I'm like totally simplifying this here, but this is the only way to like really make it easy to understand. So if somebody clicks through, they're reading that page about your new service, they go on a imaginary list. The pixel is collecting people onto a list. So then after you run the ad for however long you want to, you've got this pixel list, and that Facebook creates an audience, or they can create an audience out of all those people who clicked on that. So then your next ad can go, you'll set up another ad that will only be served to the people on that pixel list. So now you're serving ads to people that are on, that are warm leads, right? They already clicked through once. They obviously are interested enough that they read that much. So that's a really cool option that you have inside of Ads Manager that, you know, you can't take advantage of when you're boosting. So always keep that in mind when you're going to, you know, when you're tempted to click that boost button, really look at what you're trying to get people to do. If you're trying to get people to click through to your website, boosting is not going to do it. If you're trying to get people to buy something, I mean, boosting is going to get you more visibility, and that's about it. So if you're doing a grand opening, or if you've got a special, you know, something, you know, a new location and you simply need awareness, good idea, maybe. Yeah. I mean, do I always suggest that you work inside of Ads Manager? Of course, because I want you to get the reach your full potential, right? But yeah, something to think about. You know, people ask me all the time, like, why don't you just use the boost button? And that's why, because I feel like boosting is a trap for the entrepreneur that maybe doesn't know Ads Manager, or maybe just somebody who wants to get more visibility. So don't take the carrot. Really hop inside of Ads Manager or reach out to somebody that actually knows about Facebook ads, Facebook and Instagram ads, and they can actually help you work within Ads Manager to reach your full potential and actually make something happen. If you're going to spend money on social media, it needs to produce something, right? You can't just throw out hundreds of dollars, or you can, but if you really want to see results, you'll definitely want to dig into Ads Manager. So if you want to learn more about social media, we post stuff all the time on our socially, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can also follow me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. And if you like this kind of content or you're interested in it, screenshot this episode, share it with a friend. I hope you guys thought it was valuable, and I'm really excited to hear what else you want to learn about. So until next time, we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.